Hi, my name is Katie Pollivan. I studied abroad in Sorrento, Italy in spring of 2024. And this is going to be a story about a time that I missed my layover and was stranded in Vienna. So basically, we had an early morning flight out of Prague, and we had a layover that was about like 50 minutes in Vienna in order to get back to the Naples airport. And so we wake up and like we went out the night before, so we're still, you know, a little dazed and confused. And we wake up and it's like 8 a.m. and we get to the Prague airport and it says our flight is delayed. But we're still like so out of it that we're like, oh my God, haha, like whatever, like it'll be fine. We get on the plane, they're like, oh, we're gonna be stuck on the tarmac. And we're like, it's fine, it's fine. We land in Vienna, obviously we miss our flight. So we go up to the Australian like airlines people and we're like, hey, like we need to get back to Naples like tonight because we all have class on Monday, like we can't miss. We already like had our skips planned out and everything like that. So like we had to be in class. And they were like, the only other option is a flight from Rome that leaves, or a flight to Rome that will leave from Vienna at like 11:30 at night. And currently it's like 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, good. And to get from Rome to Sorrento is like more than a 2-hour trip. So we're like, you know what? Like, just book it, whatever, we'll be fine. And so we're sitting in the Vienna airport and we're like, okay, might as well like get up, get to it. Like, I guess try to like make the most of this like very unfortunate situation that we're stuck in. Like, we had to drop more money on the flights. We knew we were going to have to spend money on a car because the train stops running from Naples to Sorrento after 10 p.m. So we were like, the only way back is by booking like literally an $150 private transfer. So we're like, whatever, like, try to make light of it, like, it'll be fine. So we're like, okay, let's Uber to this heart of Vienna, because we weren't going to go to Vienna at all, like, we were literally just going to be there for the layover, but we're like, we have 10 hours here, like, let's go into the city and see what we can get into. So we go into the city, and we're, like, Googling places to eat, like, we're all hungry, and we like land upon this place that's like across from the Opera House. And it honestly was probably a tourist trap looking back on it now, but like we were all so hungry that we didn't even care. So we go there, it's called Cafe Mozart, and we're like starving and we're like, what can we get on this menu? So me and my roommate split this dish. It was like bratwurst and like mashed potatoes with like gravy, and it was hands down the best meal that I had abroad. Like, it was the best. I have like pictures of us like literally licking the plate clean because it was that good. It was so good. And we're like, we would have never had this meal had we not missed our flight and like been in this like situation. But it brought me literally the best meal abroad. We also got hot chocolate from this place, and it was like everything about, I don't know if it was like the mystique of us trying to like make the best out of a bad situation or whatever it was, but like everything about this restaurant that we were eating in was like the best food, best drink that any of us had ever had. And yeah, so we literally talk about it all the time. We're like, remember that place, Cafe Mozart, that like we weren't supposed to go to and like we'll never go back to, but like it was the best meal we had. Yeah, but then we like bought it around Vienna a little bit, walked around, saw some things that I would have never seen. And it was kind of one of those like everything happens for a reason moments where I got to add another city to my list of places because I did leave the airport, and it was really cool. I had my best meal. So it was kind of, you know, and this was very early on in my abroad trip too. Like, Prague was my like second trip that we went to. So we were still in like the first couple of weeks. So it kind of gave me like a good frame going into the rest of the semester, being like, even if there are bumps in the road and whatever, like everything works out.
You survived the worst that you possibly can.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that that still was the best meal after having finished your abroad experience?
I think it was. I honestly think, like, I don't know if it's just from like me like establishing so early on that it was the best meal. It was either that, or there's one place in Sorrento that like I had risotto there that was like unlike anything I've ever had, and that kind of rivals it. But other than that, I think it still holds my like number one spot. It was like that good. Like I wish I could put into words, but I like literally can't describe how good this meal. It was so good.
So you ended up getting back all good?
Yeah, we got back. It was, we flew to Rome, and then we had to train from Rome to Naples, and then we had to car from Naples to Sorrento. So it was literally like
Yeah, we got back. 4 in the morning?
We got back. Yeah, it was like 3 in the morning.
What time was class?
Luckily, I didn't have class until noon that day, so I got to sleep in. Yeah. My roommates, not so lucky. They had like a, they had like a 9 a.m. class, which was
That's tough.
You know, it is what it is. We all lived. We took naps. Like, we went on with our lives. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a good, memorable experience. So, yeah.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.